Consider the way most Indiana students used to take the I-STEP.
Doing the paper and pencil is really easy. If we did paper and pencil, we'd be done in 2 days.
But Principal Brett Grootsmacher says with online testing, it'll take his students at Lafayette's Tecumseh Middle School 2 weeks to finish their I-STEPs. That's including last week's delays. It took 6 staff members almost twice that much time just to sort out the testing schedule.
This isn't something you just throw together in a weekend.
It's Monday, the day before Tecumseh starts testing, and Grootsmacher knows about the problems other schools are seeing with their online exams. But his staff doesn't have a lot of time to worry about whether the problems would persist into Tuesday. Grootsmacher unlocks one of the 5 computer labs his staff is setting up for the I-STEP. Tecumseh media specialist Dave Hobbs is hunched over rows of computers. And to test the school's 1,000 students, Hobbs needed a lot of computers.
I've begged, borrowed, and stole 250 computers to do it, borrowed from other schools. But you do the math, you really got to be on a tight schedule to make that work.
Tight as in down to the minute. Hobbs spent Monday navigating each computer to the I-STEP website's login screen. This only takes 3 or 4 minutes per machine, but Hobbs does it for all 250 computers. Any little thing he can do to make sure the tests happen on time.
Good afternoon, Tecumseh. Can I have your attention, please, for the afternoon announcements?
They may be tedious preparations, but they do allow students to keep their regular daily schedules. And Grootsmacher can tell them, we've got you covered.
So tomorrow, you do not need to bring anything to testing. We will have scratch paper. We will have pencils. We'll have the calculators, whatever you need.
Grootsmacher says he doesn't mind online testing. The setup simply costs money and manpower. And it only takes one snafu for the entire plan to unravel.
And we'll see you guys back here tomorrow, all ready to take I-STEP.
That was last Monday. After a day of delays, the state gave the go-ahead for all schools to test on Tuesday, Tecumseh's first day of testing. Things went fine until about 11 a.m. More server problems at testing company CTB McGraw-Hill. At Tecumseh, students simply couldn't log in to their tests. Other schools reported the testing website locked students out during the exam. CTB officials say the testing website saved students' place on the tests, but some school district officials dispute that, and some think the damage of last week's delays is already irreparable. West Lafayette Superintendent Rocky Killian says the state has to invalidate this year's I-STEP results.
So if you have some students that are being interrupted time and time again, and some students that aren't being interrupted, you know, to me, that's a validity issue with regards to being able to make accurate comparisons, not only across grade levels, but across school districts in the state.
Our first goal is to just get through the actual testing window.
But State Superintendent Glenda Ritz says after that, state education officials will review data from the testing company to figure out which students' test results are valid.
We'll be meeting with CTB. We'll be talking about validity of the questions. That is a prime concern. It is a very high-stakes test in Indiana.
The I-STEP is the backbone of the state's letter grading formula for schools and the system that local districts must use to set teacher pay. Ritz says she'll review CTB's $95 million contract with the state. A CTB spokesperson offered an apology in a written statement last week. Quote, "We understand just how disruptive and frustrating these interruptions have been. The interruptions are not acceptable to the students and educators of Indiana or to CTB McGraw-Hill." For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.